You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Hamul Casino, San Diego's closest casino. Real close, real friendly, real fun.
Looking at me,
chewing
somewhere.
You're chewing and chewing and chewing. You had like 4 minutes there where you could have chewed, but now you come back
had to pee.
From the break. Whatever you're chewing looks like it's taking some work over there.
Cranberry nut mix.
Excellent, Woods. Well, he's Woods. He's got his thinking cap on. We'll play a little take on Woods here in just a couple of minutes. If you'd like to be our contestant today in our five-question musical trivia game, call in now, 833-288-0973. You could win a getaway to Las Vegas with golf for two, spa treatments for two as well. Two nights included in that, 833-288-0973.
Well, imagine winning that, and then imagine winning $1,000, all right, with the Rocket Mortgage Pigskin Pick'em.
Spending money at the tables.
Yeah, yeah, just free money for you. All you got to do is sign up by texting the word PICKS. P-I-C-K-S to 20357. Pick the winner of each week's games. No spreads, no lineups, totally free to enter. It's the Rocket Mortgage Pigskin Pick'em. Text PICKS to 20357.
You're going to be picking nut meats out of your teeth now for the rest of the hour.
I really am. You're not wrong.
They get stuck in there.
Yeah, you're not wrong about that.
All right. So
a lot of nut meat.
Nut meat.
Yep.
That's what they call them.
Nut sausage, as you call it. One track mind.
Good bounce back last night at Viejas Arena for Brian Dutcher's Aztecs after the loss to USC on Friday night in the Wooden Legacy. They came back. Matt Bradley, who looked really awful against the Trojans, scored only 3 points, and that came at the end when the game was already decided. Jumped with 10 quick points, like to get the Aztecs going, and then they turned on the defensive afterburners and pulled away. For a 25-point win over Long Beach State, 72-47 last night. Trey Pulliam with 17 points. Got some bench scoring as well. Turned into a dunk fest. Alley-oops, you know, the show, getting out of their seats there in the second half as well. Long Beach State is not a good team. I watched enough of that game last night to tell you that they are not going anywhere, so you should take care of business. But we also see the Aztecs not necessarily overwhelm lesser opponents at times, so it's good to have a game where you're favored by 20 and
anywhere,
so. Win by 25 as opposed to favored by 20 and win by 6.
Right.
So, you know, win's a win. They improved to 5-2 on the season, but definitely a confidence booster heading into what might be their biggest game of the season. Now, obviously, you have more important games when it comes to the conference tournament, make the NCAA tournament, but in terms of eyeballs, significance, a little history. You know, going to Michigan on Saturday, playing on CBS, 10 a.m. against the Michigan Wolverines, obviously with Coach Fisher and Coach Dutcher, the history there. That's a huge story and a huge game. And you don't want to lay a giant egg against a nationally ranked opponent. Michigan, not off to a great start. They were, I think, number 6 at the start of the year. They're number 24 now. But still, you want to have a nice performance. You can boost your resume for the NCAA tournament. A lot of big things about this game coming up on Saturday.
Juwan Howard, head coach of Michigan, Coach Fisher's guy. Like, that's it's a huge.
Yeah.
It's cool. It's cool. It's a
back
good,
to Chrysler Arena. Just all of it.
It's just a great. It's a great sports story. It's just a great and almost Benny. You know, almost win or lose. It's a good. Like, it's just going to be a good. a good
It is.
Game. You want to win, obviously.
But if you lose, you know, okay, now it's your third loss. Yeah. All against ranked teams, but you, at some point you'd want to at least win one of these somewhere to just say, hey, I know we had a good deep schedule in the non-conference portion of our year, and we didn't have any bad losses. At least they don't have any bad losses yet. But you want to have one of those good, really good wins.
Yeah. On the road.
Over a ranked team. They'll have one more opportunity. They play St. Mary's in a couple of weeks as well. They're good, but you're running out of those chances. Now, you know, Georgetown, Arizona State, fine wins. I don't think either of those teams at the end of the year, though, are going to be mistaken for, you know, Sweet 16 ball clubs. So, yeah, this is an important game for the Aztecs coming up on Saturday morning. And what a huge day for both San Diego State, obviously, with that basketball game and the conference championship football game. Michigan, of course, as well, has that game and the Big Ten championship game against Iowa.
Massive.
That day. It's a really fun college sports weekend coming up.
All right, so explain to me, while we're talking about the Aztecs, before take on Woods, your mental gymnastics yesterday about the New Year's Six Bowl with the San Diego State Aztecs. What is the path you see?
I don't know if there is one or not. Simply, to get to the Fiesta Bowl, the Aztecs would need to win.
Win big?
Well, they need to win because you have to be a conference champion. So that's you have to check that box. You need Cincinnati to lose because if Cincinnati wins, they're obviously getting the spot, probably in the college football playoff, but they're getting a New Year's Bowl game spot that goes to the group of five top-ranked champions. So you need them to lose. If both of those things happen, it'll come down to whatever team is ranked higher.
And the college football semifinals, that counts. As
yeah,
a New
that's
Year's
one of the
bowl.
New Year's Six Bowls. So,
if you're in the final four, it's not like
not
going to
help
another...
San Diego State. No. So those two things have to happen. Houston has to beat Cincinnati. The Aztecs have to beat Utah State. If that happens, it'll come down to whatever team is ranked higher between San Diego State and Houston. In the new playoff rankings that came out yesterday, San Diego State was number 19, up two spots. Houston, number 21. Both teams have one loss. So the Aztecs are ahead right now. They've got the advantage going into this weekend. The problem is that for Cincinnati to lose, it necessitates Houston getting a big win
An
undefeated team that's currently ranked number 4 in the college playoff rankings. Now,
which would presumably bump them up higher than 21st.
Maybe. That's the unknown variable here. How high will they go? Because, you know, they'll clearly move up. The Aztecs will probably move up as well if they beat Utah State. Maybe only a couple of spots. Maybe Houston jumps more than San Diego State. Could it factor in what Utah does? Remember, San Diego State's best, quote-unquote, best win is over a Utah team that is now playing for the Pac-12 championship. They're ranked, 15th or something? If they beat Oregon, who was ranked 10th, they'll probably move up to around the top 10. If Cincinnati loses, they'll drop down to around, you know, 8 to 10, which means both Houston and San Diego State will have pretty equivalent best wins of the season. Then you kind of compare the rest of their schedule, and it'll be up to that committee sitting in a room. And it'll probably come down to, you know, a fraction here or a fraction there. My suspicion would be that the freshness of a win over Cincinnati might lift Houston. But, hey, if they win an ugly game by 1 point and San Diego State, as Paulie said, wins with some style, and I think they have a chance. I don't think Utah State is anywhere near the best team that the Aztecs have faced, even in conference play. I think Nevada, Fresno State, Boise State, probably all better than this Utah State team. They could go out, and they've been playing good football, go ahead and smash them, and make it a real tough decision then for that committee that's going to make that decision next Sunday as to which team goes to the Fiesta Bowl and then whether or not the Aztecs would just go to the Jimmy Kimmel Bowl in L.A.
You see the news yesterday from the playoff committee talking about Brian Kelly and how it will weigh against Notre Dame in potentially making a playoff because they'll, you know, assuming that they do, they won't have a coach. So they're less likely to pick a team without a head coach.
What?
Isn't that gnarly?
Now, I don't think that should be a factor.
It is, though.
They earned that spot. The players earned that spot. They're the team.
The guy literally said, yeah, it's going to work against them, which is just bananas.
But, Brian Kelly, human nature is human nature as well.
Look, I have no illusions that they're going to make it anyway. That said.
What if Notre Dame hires Luke Fickell, and then will that work against Cincinnati if they don't have a coach?
Yeah, what if USC just got a really good coach? Maybe we want to look at them for a New Year's Six Bowl. How about that? Does that work? It doesn't work that way, right? Like, the players earned it. And I just thought that was embarrassingly bad. Don't say it. We didn't. Those players didn't need to know that.
I'm not usually cynical, but I feel like even if Cincinnati wins, they are being set up to fall to number five. Now,
even if Cincy wins,
it would require Alabama. If Alabama beats Georgia, you know Alabama's in. They're ranked third right now. You know Georgia's not falling more than to number two, probably.
They're still in.
If Michigan wins, they're in. So those are three teams. So then, will you take Cincinnati? Or will you take an Oklahoma State team that is coming off back-to-back wins over Oklahoma and Baylor with one loss? Or you take a Notre Dame with one loss? I don't know. I feel like Oklahoma State might pass Cincinnati. Yeah. If Georgia smashes Alabama, it's going to be hard to argue against Cincinnati if they win that game. They'll probably get in at that point.
I think so, too.
Because you can't say, oh, Alabama stays at number three with another loss
be three losses.
So, yeah, I think that's where we stand. All right, where we stand on our show right now is a chance to play a little Take on Woods.
Take on Woods. Woods.
Calendar flips to December, and I see one of our best contestants back on the line. I love to see that. If Roger can take down Woods again here on Take on Woods. Good morning, Roger.
Good morning, guys. I'll just get my win in now, and then I'll let the rest of the month go.
Fair enough. Ooh, all right. As always, qualifying for our grand prize, two-night stay at the Westgate Las Vegas. Legendary Vegas fun. Spa treatments for two at Serenity Spa. Round of golf for two. Now, we yesterday made the change for December here. I'll give you the categories, but I won't tell you what they're about. So you just have to kind of hope or guess based on my normal category naming strategy. So you got Rain Man, Hail to the Chief, or The Eyes Have It are the three categories. Which of those three would you like to play, Roger?
Let's try Rain Man.
Rain Man. All right, five questions. The category, all song titles that include the word rain. So you know how it works, Roger. 60 seconds, you'll get five questions. Woodsy, you'll get the same five. We'll compare scores at the end. Our first question is our two-second song. You'll get 2 seconds of a well-known hit to score the point. You give me both the song title and the artist. If you want to pass at any time, you can do that. We'll go on from there. Roger, you ready to play?
I'm ready.
All right, here we go. 60 seconds on the clock. Your time begins when Paul plays the music. Good luck, Roger. Let's take on Woods in the category Rain Man.
No Rain, Blind Melon.
Correct. Which Prince album featured hits Let's Go Crazy and When
Purple
Doves
Rain.
Cry? Correct. Bob Dylan sings Everybody Must Get Stoned in which oddly named song, including the numbers 12 and 35?
Pass.
In 1989, which song became Milli Vanilli's third and final number one hit following Baby Don't Forget My Number and Girl I'm Gonna Miss You?
Blame It on the Rain.
Correct. The signature strings in which hit song by the Eurythmics were performed by the British Philharmonic Orchestra?
Here Comes the Rain Again.
Correct. Bob Dylan sings Everybody Must Get Stoned in which oddly named song, including the numbers 12 and 35?
God, I really don't like Bob Dylan.
And this one might be the one that trips you up against Woodsy.
Rub it up, darling.
I couldn't.
No guess there.
That's a Bob Dylan song with Rain.
Yeah, you got the four correct.
Could that be the difference?
That is Rainy Day Women number 12 and number 35 when he sings Everybody Must Get Stoned. You did get the other ones though. No Rain by Blind Melon, Purple Rain from Prince, Blame It on the Rain by Milli Vanilli, and Here Comes the Rain Again by the Eurythmics. All right, 4 out of 5. Woodsy comes back in. He'll get the same 5 questions. He does not know the category, makes it a little tougher for Woods. All right, headphones on, 60 seconds on the clock. Woods, your time begins when the Paulie plays the music. Let's take on Woods.
Okay. No Rain, Blind Melon.
Correct. Which Prince album featured the hits Let's Go Crazy and When Doves Cry, along with the title track?
Purple Rain.
Correct. Bob Dylan sings Everybody Must Get Stoned in which oddly named song, including the numbers 12 and 35?
Rainy Day Women.
Correct. In 1989, which song became Milli Vanilli's third and final number one
hit? Blame It on the Rain.
Correct. The signature strings in which hit strong song by the Eurythmics were performed by the British Philharmonic.
Here Comes the Rain
Again. 5-4. Roger, you go down. Roger always, he loves a win, but he could not come up with Rainy Day Women.
Yeah.
Which means, and of course, the category Rain Man.
Rub it up, darling.
It's songs that include the word rain in the title. All right, Roger. Well, you can call again later in the month, maybe. But Woods got you on Bob. He does not like Bob Dylan. And I thought, that's going to take you down because Woodsy's going to know that one.
Yeah, yeah. That's actually a pretty good song. That's a good one.
It's a weird song.
It is a little bit. But it's good. I mean, I thought it was really funny when I was like a senior in high school. Everybody,
I had never, you know, I had never heard it before. It was on the soundtrack to Forrest Gump.
Yeah,
And then I heard that soundtrack. I listened to that soundtrack a lot, and I go, "This is a strange song by Bob Dylan."
It's a good one though. I thought it was so edgy, you know, when I was like a junior, or senior in high school.
Of course, you did.
Everybody must get stoned. Wow. Little did I know. Yeah, that's one of my three Bob Dylan songs I like.
A lot of people were talking about favorite soundtracks, like with the three soundtracks you couldn't live without.
I saw that
on Twitter yesterday.
We did that bit.
Soundtracks?
We did it before. Because you said Forrest Gump.
I like that one.
You have Pulp Fiction, I think you like.
Very much
yours.
So.
What was
Back
the other
to the
one?
Future, I
Back
think.
Back to the Future. Now, I have Footloose in mind. It's one of my favorite soundtracks of all time. I love
Kenny Loggins. You can't go wrong.
I love the Footloose soundtrack. Paulie, what are yours?
Pulp Fiction's pretty tough to beat.
It's pretty good.
It's really, really good. I saw that tweet, and I was going through some of the replies, and one was a common answer, and I referenced the movie literally yesterday. Oh, Brother, Where Art Thou?
Yeah.
Fantastic soundtrack.
Who's the main? Isn't there a main kind of performer? Is it a bunch of people?
It's a bunch of people.
Is it a bunch of people?
It's like that bluegrass, old school. I love that movie. I love the soundtrack.
I need to give that another watch.
The Coen Brothers,
it
right?
It is
They're a little
such
weird.
A good movie.
I was in my real dark period, so I
watch
missed,
it again.
I missed a
give,
lot
give
of
Give it another
that.
Shot. Dude, George Clooney is so good in that movie. The one-liners, like,
all right,
give it.
It
another shot. Do it tonight.
I'll check it.
All right, we'll have another game of Take on Woods coming up tomorrow. Next, though, Don't Do This is approaching.
Yes.
All right, I've got I've got the one thing you can't do in a hockey fight.
We'll just unplug Ben. We'll plug him back in during the break.
You've got the one thing you can't do in a hockey fight.
Okay.
Coming up next. Let's check traffic right now on 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Yes. this doesn't make you want to go put on an illegal dance, I don't know what will. This song fires me up. Kenny Loggins does the mean soundtrack. He's the GOAT of soundtrack. He's this.
Top Gun, Caddyshack. I mean, yeah.
Dude, it's just him on the Mount Rushmore of soundtrack writers. Just four Kenny Loggins faces.
No Randy Newman?
No.
Babe River.
God. Loggins.
You got a friend in me.
Number one. The one and only Kenny Loggins. I love Footloose.
God, he screams 80s, though, doesn't he?
Oh,
I mean. For me, I think Top Gun is the first thing that comes to mind with Kenny Loggins and soundtracks.
Yes. Caddyshack is amazing.
Yeah.
God, and he's just perfect with the movie.
That's
how it makes me want to actually exercise.
That's what I was talking about with Oh Brother, Where Art Thou. I don't, like, go home and listen to, like, Americana and Bluegrass all the time, but it fits with the movie, and the music is good.
Yeah.
But it fits with the movie. You're like, all right, I'm into this.
No, Kenny Loggins is the man.
I'm going to throw one more soundtrack that I love. Okay. Beverly Hills Cop.
Is it?
I like that one a lot.
Okay.
See, I was trying to think of, like, I was trying to think of movies that had an actual, like, a really good, all-encompassing soundtrack. Not, like, one really good song that you remember, but, like, the whole thing was good. Like, Forrest Gump.
The
Every
whole
song
record's
was
good.
Great.
Yeah, it's like a classic rock greatest hits, basically.
It wasn't just like the credit music or something.
No, it's a jam. That's a really good one.
Just a reminder, all guests on Ben and Woods appear on the Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline. Save money the right way with Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad. Visit them today in the Carlsbad Auto Mall. Chevrolet, find new roads. Let's get to Don't Do This.
Don't do this.
It's time for Don't Do This.
What were you thinking?
Three stories from the world of sports that make us all shake our heads.
Why?
How many times do I have to tell you?
I'm sorry, I fudged up, guys.
You idiot. You moron.
You dumbass.
The apple sometimes does far fall from the tree.
Don't do this.
Do not tweet that.
With Ben and Woods.
I like a Nickelback song or two.
On 97.3 The Fan.
Right, I'll get us started today. Three stories from the world of sports that make you shake your head. And we've got another murder involving a star running back nicknamed O.J., unfortunately. Ooh. But this time, O.J., Otis Anderson Jr., UCF star, is the victim, allegedly shot and killed by his own father on Monday night after the two had gotten into an argument. According to TMZ, the argument was because Otis Jr.'s girlfriend's dog had bit Otis Sr., and he went into, like, a rage. Verbal altercations ensued. The police report is heavily redacted, but in the end, when cops showed up, Otis Jr. had a gunshot wound to the chest
passed away
from his wounds. I mean, it's hard to imagine that happening in any situation, but between a father and a son, it is unthinkable, Woods.
Unbelievable.
Unthinkable
dude.
Story.
It is unbelievable.
And, you know, obviously the UCF football program, everyone there just devastated by that news that came out earlier this week.
So you remember the name DeMonte KZ, Ben, played here in San Diego.
Was player of the year, defensive player of the year, defensive back.
He's had a good start to his career with the Dallas Cowboys. Ran into a little bit of trouble back in October. You may remember he got a DWI in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Now, that's bad enough to make Don't Do This, obviously. But what happened when they pulled him over was worse. You know what he did? He name-dropped.
Ooh.
So he got pulled over. And he said to the cops when they walked up to the door at 3 a.m. in the morning, which we know.
Drinking makes you do a lot of dumb things. Name dropping is
it's up there.
Just one of them.
He said, my bad. And then he explained he had been with he had been out. He said, I was just with Ezekiel Elliott and Dak Prescott, and we were just having fun. We went out.
This is important information.
Dropping
The cops needed to know who you were hanging with right there.
So just in the slim hopes, go, hey.
My license? Oh, hang on. That's my
you may not
my
know,
key card
that's
into
my
the Cowboys.
NFL player card. Sorry about that. Oh,
where is
my
it?
Helmet here. I'm going to move this out of the way.
Oh, that's a pay stub for $30,000.
Right. Oh, man. So, yeah, he played here a while ago. He signed with the Cowboys in the offseason. He told them he probably had, like, three shots while he was out with Prescott and Elliott and others. Today we was just going out to eat because it's rookie night. They did put him through the field sobriety test. He failed miserably. And, you know, look, after it was over, he said, I apologize to my family, my teammates, my coaches, to the owner who gave me a job. I'm happy the Lord helped me get out. I'll take all the punishment. I didn't hit anybody. I didn't hurt myself. I'm just thankful I'm here now. So he has started 9 games for Dallas this year, 27 tackles, 1 interception, and hopefully learned his lesson.
Absolutely.
And that's got to be an uncomfortable conversation with Dak and Zeke, right? Like, hey, man, don't mention me when you get in trouble, Ben. Ben does it to me all the time.
Hey, if the cop knows who you are already, wants to give you a break,
yeah,
that's on them.
Take you home or something, yeah. But yeah, it's pretty gnarly.
All right, finally, hockey remains that sport where fighting is still just ingrained in the DNA. Yeah, lacrosse, the same way.
Yeah.
You got the Seals coming up. We're going to give away some Seals tickets, in fact, this hour.
Oh, I love that.
Season starting on Friday. But there's still a code when you're fighting.
Oh, yeah, big time.
You can't, it's not no holds barred, do whatever you want. And you'd think that the son of a former NHL player would know better. This fight actually involves two sons of former NHL stars. LA Kings forward Brendan Lemieux, son of notorious pest Claude Lemieux. He was known for getting, you know, under players' skin and starting things. And Kachuk, son of Keith Kachuk, got into a fight. But during that fight, Lemieux reportedly, and the NHL has released video, bit Brady Kachuk on the hand.
Sure did.
Bit him. So he's been suspended and will lose $38,750 in salary. The reaction, though, here from Brady Kachuk is absolutely the best. He said he called it the most gutless thing somebody could ever do. And then he said, quote, kids don't even do that anymore. Babies do that. I don't even know what he was thinking. He's just a complete brickhead. He's got nothing up there. Bad guy, bad player. What a joke he is.
Something to watch in future games, to be sure. Yeah, that's a bad, bad look, Benny. You don't. Now, if a guy jumps you on the street, you do whatever you got to
sure.
do. You do whatever you got to
do. But this is
do.
A professional
This is
hockey
a professional
game.
Hockey game. You don't bite your opponent.
Please. I mean, remember Mike Tyson and Evander Holyfield?
Very well.
Yeah.
Very well. Just not something you do.
You don't bite,
don't
in,
bite.
In a pro fight. And even on a hockey ice, you don't do it.
God, that's great.
You don't do this.
A brickhead.
A brickhead. I love that insult. It's a brickhead.
That's great.
That was Don't Do This with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
What is it, Charlie Brown Lucy? You blockhead.
Yeah, blockhead.
You blockhead.
I like brickhead better.
Brickhead is good. What did you? He's got nothing up there.
Nothing
bad
up there.
Guy, bad player. What a joke he is.
Ripped his hand. You can see the blood. Yeah. And the guy, he screamed at the rip. He effing bit me. So gnarly. God.
Can't do that.
Cannot do that. Don't do this. In fact.
All right, as I mentioned, we got some Seals tickets to give away coming up. So your chance to be there on Friday night when Woods makes his triumphant return to the PA Fire! Microphone at Pechanga Arena. I want to go back because I remember how,
we don't have
how
to.
Nervous you were.
We don't have to.
When you got
Please,
the job
I'm
the first
you.
Time. So we'll do that coming up.
No,
Ben Woods, San Diego's
no,
number
no.
one sports
we'll
station. Yes, we will. 97.3 nope. The Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Song puts me in the Christmas spirit.
Now you hear the jingle bells in the background. There you go.
Exactly.
Okay, now I know.
Happy December, everybody. Paulie gave us the rundown this morning in red and green, which I love. I love the little...
I was wondering if that was a nod to the start of December, or
what
was just...
What did you think it was?
I just thought maybe just random different colors. Color generator just...
We've had the same colors every day.
Red and green today.
And then... December 1st.
Printer malfunction of some sort.
I like those little touches, Paul. You know how much I appreciate the little touches, right? I was talking to my buddy about that the other day with all the college football stuff going on, right? And he goes, man, the money that these guys are getting is just huge. And I said, you know, for me, it was the Lincoln Riley. It's the extras. The extras
the
are
perks.
What I... the perks. Nothing gets me more than perks. Yeah, look, I'm going to be making millions of dollars. We know that. Give me those perks. I need the perks.
What's the best radio perk? Obviously, we don't have them, but...
We do.
No, like the best ones, though. Like a home studio?
Yeah, or like a...
Built for you, like a custom home studio built for you. That's a great perk.
It's pretty sick. But I would never use it.
I'd still like coming in.
I like coming in. I like being together, but... I think,
well, the best perk is then your colleagues actually come work at your home.
Yeah.
Like, they've got the board there,
got
everything set up you need. Paulie comes to your house, Woodsy, and produces the show there.
Yeah, I mean, that would be solid.
That's a perk.
That is a perk. But, like, I'm telling you, the Lincoln Riley, like, hey, we're going to buy you houses, and we're going to buy you a house, and we're going to, you get the private plane. Those
like
are the...
any one of those
any
would be
one of those.
Amazing. It's like those, all of them.
Those pot sweeteners, like, signing bonuses are very attractive
I'm
to
almost
me.
Caught up on Succession now.
Yeah.
And the private plane bit, as appealing as it is to all of us, I'm sure... is also really obnoxious. Maybe they make it look more obnoxious than it
I'm
even
sure
really
do.
Is.
How about them with
on
their
Succession?
Helicopters?
But should USC and Notre Dame and all these schools have private planes for who? The athletic director to fly around? For the football coach to fly
the
around?
The guys to go recruiting, I guess, because that would be a slot. If you can afford it, then absolutely it's a good investment, I think, because you're flying from home to home and city to city.
Saving a few hours each time.
Yep, and I think that's really, honestly, the only way to do it. Now, your smaller schools aren't going to be able to do that, obviously, but I'm telling you.
You don't think J.D. Wicker flies around on a private plane?
I don't know. I mean,
I don't think it's a state school.
State
There's
school.
No way San Diego State has a private jet.
Maybe a lease. They could lease it every
That's
now
true.
And then.
Net jet sort of thing.
Yeah.
The team only flies private, like, very rarely.
Wheels, football maybe. Team charter. I think the football team charters because you fill a whole plane. There's no point in not chartering
right.
when you fill a giant plane. I believe the basketball team gets, like, two a year or something.
Maybe that's
and they
is,
usually.
Yeah.
They use them strategically, like,
sure.
We don't want to fly into Denver and then drive to Wyoming, so we're going to fly directly to Wyoming
makes sense.
For that game or something like that.
But no, it's the perks of the deals are really, I mean, that's what, I remember renting an apartment one time simply because they were giving away $500 Target. I needed a new place. And it was this place or the other place. And they said, well, if you sign with us, we're going to give you a $500 Target gift card. I go, I'm in. Sold. Bam. This is more money. Longer lease.
Nowadays, with the way real estate's going, it's like, all right, I'll rent you this place, but you have to give me a $500 Target gift card before I'll accept your rent check.
There is no question. There's no question. And it's just going to get worse. Supply is going way down.
So what's your perks as Seals public address announcer?
Well, so...
Tickets right behind the glass?
Yep, tickets right behind the glass.
Which is where you you operate.
It's not really a perk.
I can't. It's not a perk for me, but...
It's a perk if you can give it to your family. Like, Lincoln Riley can use the private plane for his wife and send her off somewhere. That's a perk. That's a perk for you. Well, you can give it to someone else.
Speaking of private, I'll be on a private plane to Denver in April with Joe. You know, Joe Ty. No big deal with the team. We're chartering.
That man can afford several private planes.
Yeah. So that's a perk, man. That is definitely a perk.
Ever been on a private jet before?
No, I've been on a single-engine Cessna before that my dad told me was going to be a private jet.
Nope, I'm
and
good.
Did that, so that sucked. Almost died.
I mean, you know, if the engine fails, you probably glide in. They're very light.
Yeah, and the guy said, this is new for me because I don't fly a lot at night. I'm just now learning. Oh, cool, Dad. Thanks for putting me in this
plane. Hey, Steven, we're going to fly private today. Why am I putting on a parachute?
Yeah, why am I sitting in the front? It was just the worst experience of my life. But no, like, the perk for me is being able to watch the lacrosse game from the penalty box, which is just great. I'm not sitting up in some dark press box, like peering down. I am right there in the action. When the guys come in, I can smell them from a fight, and I get to dap up my guys. I get to stink eye the other guys. So that's a huge.
You almost feel like you're having an impact on the game from down there.
100%. You really do. You're like trying
demoralizing the other team,
trying to get the crowd really fired up and all that. So I'm telling you, Benny, I'm going to be a nervous wreck Friday. I can't wait to get out there to Pechanga. It's going to be amazing.
Do you have to go through the whole set of nerves that you did the first time?
Yeah, probably. It's been 600-some-odd days since I've called a game.
Probably remember when he had to audition and send in a tape to the Seals?
I didn't have to send in a tape. I had to audition in front of
them. You
went
in person?
Yeah. Twice? Thrice, maybe? Let's go, Seals! It's the most embarrassing thing of my life. I got the gig, thank God. I almost just said F word on the radio. That's this close. God, when I think back to it, it's just so demoralizing. But I got the gig, so.
Well, speaking of perks, a little perk that spills over to our Tier 1 listeners, we got a chance to win a 4-pack of tickets to the San Diego Seals home opener this Friday, December 3rd. San Diego's most entertaining sports team is back. Tickets for the home opener start at $12.03. You know why it's $12.03?
December 3rd.
December 3rd. Yeah. Very clever. Go to SealsLax.com for details.
You were able to put that together, but not the red and green on the rundown?
Yeah.
I was asking
that?
Woods. No, I had no idea why it was $12.03 until you said it. December 3rd.
I'd love to see as many of you guys out there. You know, for the guys, man, it's been 600 days. They have been frothing at the mouth to get out there and play. So we picked up, we signed a guy in the offseason. I've told you about him before. He was my number one most hated player in the National Lacrosse League, the NLL. His name is Dane Dobie. He's the best lacrosse player I've ever seen in my life. We got him. He is Manny Machado. He's Manny. Like, if you hate him if you play against him.
Plays the right way, but you hate him.
Yeah, I mean, he's gnarly. Like, he's
but
really,
that's the right way in lacrosse.
Right. Yeah. He can score from anywhere. He's unbelievable.
I was watching a highlight package
he's
of him
tough.
The other day
because
I interviewed Steve Govett, and we talked about him, and I found some highlights of him, and my God.
Dude.
I mean, the guy is a magician out there.
He is. It's truly an art form. It's so beautiful. It's incredible. I'm telling you, I'm
like no look shots, like spinning around. It's nuts.
Ben, I went out with the guy in Calgary after they whipped us when we went up for that game, and that dude sucked down like 165 Jack and Cokes and like 40 Marlboros, and then went out and scored like 17 goals. He's unbelievable, and he's a Seal now, and he is so committed to winning. All he cares about is winning. I cannot wait to see this team in action. I just can't wait. So that's Friday. Please come out. Would love to see you guys.
Yeah, well, fourth caller, 833-288-0973. We'll give you that 4-pack of tickets. You can be there at the home opener on Friday.
It's so fun for the whole family. Your kids will love it. Bo, freaking loves it out there. Loud music and cars. And just, it's so fun.
All right, we'll get to that. Call in now, 833-288-0973, while we do a little check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan. Tower 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Smart Investing. Tune in for the Smart Investing Show Saturdays at 8 a.m. on 97.3 The Fan with Brent and Chase Wilsey. Call in for investing advice. And if you missed the show, listen to the Smart Investing Podcast for the latest and greatest investing news and tips. Smart Investing, 8 a.m. Saturdays on 97.3 The Fan. Well, Brian Kelly's going to have a lot of money to invest with his new contract at LSU. But I wanted to get your thoughts, Woods, as the Notre Dame fan, on his reported two-minute meeting with his team as he left South Bend at 7 a.m. yesterday.
It's pretty nuts, right? I mean, it's pretty nuts. You spend 12 years in a place, and I was talking to my dad about it yesterday, and I go, Pops, I'd like to think that if an opportunity like that presented itself to me, something that you just couldn't say no to, which that's exactly what that offer was, I want to think that I would do it the right way.
But what is the right way? This is the question that I wanted to ask, because everyone's criticized Lincoln Riley and Brian Kelly for how they've handled this. But what is the right way to leave a job and take another job for more money? You're going to make people mad no matter how you do it. Is there a right way?
I think you have to talk to your players, right? And you have to talk to the principals, right? And the way that I guess it went down.
What do you call each and every one of them individually, 110 of them on your roster that you've got on a college football team?
No, but I do think if you do have that text system that they have, I think that that's where you may, if they're going to find out, then I want to be out in front of that. Like if I was going to take a huge, huge gig, I would like to think that I'd tell you and Paulie first. I really do. I would like to think that it would be before
right.
I signed the deal.
And I know you wouldn't announce it, you know, without telling us, but you could easily get out from someone else before you had a chance to tell us, because things happen fast. You know, he agreed to the deal. Probably it was leaking by the time he was like in the car, heading to this next thing, planning, all right, how am I going to tell my team? And all of a sudden he looks at a tweet. And it's, Brian Kelly's on his way to LSU. It's like, wait, I'm just started thinking about how I'm going to tell my team.
I think as a peer, as a colleague, as a friend, and somebody that works with you every day, I would want at least like the heads up, you know, like, hey, this looks like it could be happening, and not, hey, this happened, by the way, and I'm out of here
I know what you're saying, Paul, but if you say that and it doesn't happen, I mean, you're totally screwed.
It's an amazing opportunity. It's a life-changing opportunity. I don't know who's upset.
I see his point, though, because
I don't know if Brian Kelly tells the team, hey, just want to warn y'all, I might be leaving you for LSU, but I might be staying as well. That's a huge story in college sports. How does he ever stay at that point? Once you know that someone's, looking and seeing if the grass is greener on the other side, you've lost a lot of credibility right there. You can't let that news out until it's official. You just can't. This is why I'm saying there's no right way to handle this.
Yeah, I mean, the two-minute convo and then turning your back and walking out the door, the whole meeting.
So he should have sat there, for 2 hours and answered questions? Why, coach? Why are you leaving us? Well, they're offering me a ton of money, and I'm going to go and do a new thing. I mean, what do you say to these kids? Sorry, I know I recruited you and I promised I'd be here. Well, obviously, he's leaving, but that's the reality of these jobs in college football. I mean, that's the reality. No one's going to apologize. If he had a bad season and got fired, the athletic director going to sit there for 2 hours and explain to Brian Kelly why he lost his job and how sorry he is? And I know we said we're going to be with you forever, but it's just not working out. This is the business of college football. It's messy.
It's dirty.
And there's no good way to do this.
You're right. I mean, at the end of the day, you're right. I feel terrible for the kids, and that's who always suffers when this happens. It's always the kids that suffer.
I get it that it's hard. It's a hard day or two. You know Notre Dame's going to hire another great coach.
Yeah.
Whoever it is, Luke Fickell, whoever, going to be another good coach that comes in that's probably going to try to do the best for all those kids because, if the kids do well, he does well, he makes more money. He's not Brian Kelly, and yes, I'm sure there were promises made in living rooms, and that is tough. But if you are a high school recruit and you don't even at least have the thought that this can go three different ways. I can go to the school and my coach is going to be there all 5 years, redshirt all the way through. That's probably the rarity. The more likelihood is either we're going to play really badly and my coaches are going to get fired, or we're going to play really well and he's probably going to get another job that pays more somewhere else, depending on what school you're going to.
Yeah, well, I mean, and
maybe not at Notre Dame.
That's
but,
what I was just going to say, is that you don't expect that to, especially when, you know, he did a press conference, you know, saying, no, you know, they'd have to give me a $250 million. I mean, I got close, probably closer than you imagine. But no, I just, you know, I feel bad for the players. But you're right. At the end of the day, Ben, you're right. There's probably no right way to do it. Remember that when I take a multi-million dollar deal and I just look at you one day and say, hey, I'm out. See you later.
Hey, I'll be Ben Affleck in Good Will Hunting. Just like, I'll come to the studio one day, I'll look at the glass.
And I won't be here.
You won't be here. And I'll just nod and go, there he did it. Good for him.
You know the best part of my day? Showing up at your house and thinking maybe, just maybe, you won't be there.
I know I'll still be here, you know, 65 years old, still doing Don't Do This. Woodsy's going to be out there making his fortune.
No chance. Zero chance. Oh, man. No, it's just, I feel bad for the kids.
It's a bad look. 2 minutes. I mean, it's going to be a bad look. Is 5 minutes a better look?
Right,
is 15 minutes a better look? What's the right time that you stand there wearing it?
If people said, well, he was in there for 30 minutes, we'd probably be like, only 30 minutes? Yeah, you're right. Which one was sketchier? Lincoln Riley saying, hey, I woke up and I had a Zoom, and next thing I know, that's garbage. Like, that didn't happen.
I tweeted yesterday, what's the right way? To say that you're stressed out, resign, do TV for a year, and then take another job worth a ton of money? I mean, there's just no right way to do this. There's no right way to leave a job for another job.
I know. It really is tough. I've done it in like my career, too, and it's still, it's that walking into that manager's office. When I walked in to quit my job to do radio, to move here, I walked in and I sat down and told him, gave my 2 weeks notice, and he told me, you'll never make it. You'll never make it in radio. It's just too hard of a business. You don't know what you're doing, Woods. You know, don't come crawling back here. Well, 12 years in February, so, I mean, look, it sucked to have to have that conversation, but it was a conversation that was necessary. It didn't sound like that conversation was had with Jack Swarbrick before Brian Kelly took that. Jackson didn't even give us a chance to match. He was out, man. You start picturing in your mind's eye what it looks like. You know, you start picturing, oh, man, this is going to be great, and all this money, and you convince yourself. You know, I don't think there was any amount of money they could have given him to make him stay.
Then again, yesterday, Swarbrick said, quote, he's not surprised by Kelly's decision to depart Notre Dame after 12 seasons.
That's a shot at Brian Kelly.
There's just a sense you get when you work closely with somebody for 12 years. There's a certain restlessness, and I could sense that.
You're restless every day, and I don't think you're leaving.
What do you mean?
No joy in my life.
Not restless. Very content.
No, but I mean, look, people are weighing in on Twitter. Tim says, why do we treat college students like kids? They're adults. People change jobs all the time. Welcome to the real world. You know, look, there's a part of that I do agree with.
Part of their education going on right here.
You're right. It's the thing is the, hey, you come to Notre Dame, I'm going to be here. It's that.
There's a lot of promises that are made.
There's a lot of promises
made,
that are not delivered, which, by the way, also very, very much a real world lesson. So, yeah.
Odyssey's exclusive music stations will get you in the holiday spirit, just like red and green highlighting on our rundown today from Paul Reindel. Just
beautiful
search
touch,
Classic Christmas on the Odyssey app to listen now. And speaking of Paul Reindel, we've got a Reindel report coming up, including, we haven't gotten into any NBA talk yet, Woods. I told you yesterday, biggest game you'll ever see in November. In the NBA.
Yeah, I bet the over.
And it still got upstaged by more LeBron news somehow yesterday.
I've got something for you guys that you're going to love. And it's about our very own Paul Reindel. This is going to be one of those epic Ben and Woods.
This is even a surprise for me.
Yeah, you have no idea.
Got 1 hour left on a Wednesday. Ben and Woods, don't go anywhere. San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.